Fuck you.
No, fuck you.
Nerd off, nerd off, nerd off.
Oh, konnichiwa. And welcome to another episode of the Nerd Off. That's right. We're live on Spreecast for all the people that, you know, pay for their podcast, and they got an email that was like, hey, nigga, we're going to be live on Spreecast tonight. And then a lot of them clicked that link and came through and was like, oh, shit, Chris and Kev here? And I was like, that's right. You've been following the Twitters. I know y'all want to get trolled live on the internet, so we invited them.
Yes, we did.
Now, as you can tell, some people like to talk before they've been introduced, and that is the lovely Karen of Lip Smacking Good and the Black Guy Who Tips. What's up?
I told you, take that, take that, take that. I just show up in the room. Take that.
All right, cool. What's going on, my nerd? We also
got... Oh, I'm not a nerd.
No. You've been on the show long enough now. You're a nerd. Like, I feel like you can't run away from it.
No.
You know too much stuff.
I got an unofficial badge. I don't mind being adapted into the club, but no, I'm not a nerd.
No, you a nerd.
I don't
now.
Know shit about HTML. I don't know shit about megabytes and kilobytes and kilowatts and none of that stuff. No.
Karen, I hate to inform you, but you're one of those new nerds.
Mm-hmm.
You are a nerd, but you're a new age nerd.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You watch Superman. You know all about video games.
Yes.
You always have one of the most poignant points on the show every week. You a nerd, nigga. Deal with it. I also got my other nerd in the house. That is the homie H2O Kevin. What's up, Kevarino?
Yeah, whatever was said about me, that's me.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I put down the microphone so I could try to figure out this whole cam thing, and I'm still fucking it up, so.
Well, look, man, like Karen said,
I'm probably the most technically inefficient person, like computer inefficient person out of the entire crew, so.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like Karen said.
Oh, wait, I got it.
You can be a nerd and not know anything about a computer. We also have a man who does know about computers and is also a nerd.
Oh, shit, I'm up.
All right, we're going to get you on screen. We got my man Chris. What's up, dog?
What's going on, man? Actually, for the rest of this episode, I would like to be known as the Nerd Slayer.
Okay.
Name, yeah, the Nerd Slayer.
I'm going to call you Chris L., the Nerd Slayer.
All right, thank you.
I feel like I'm short.
From the planet Nerdtron.
You are, so...
Hey, look, I even got a nerd shirt on and shit. Got Big Bang Theory and shit.
My shirt says, "Play on, motherfucker, do you..."
Oh, you actually bought the shirt?
Yeah.
Did you say Klingon motherfucker, do you speak it? Yeah. Hold on, somebody's mic is acting super stupid. That's what was Kev. That? Oh, Kev?
Yeah.
What did Kev do? No,
it's got the, this is a joint from 604republic.com. Mm-hmm. It's got Samuel L. Jackson looking like a Vulcan, and it's funny as shit. It's got the Star Trek and the Pulp Fiction mashup. Mm-hmm. It's fucking hilarious. I love fucking love it.
Like, what is going on with Kev's
remix?
Yeah, it's still messing up. We can barely hear you now.
Yeah, your camera's gone and everything, man. I don't know what's going on, yo. What did you change?
Yeah, he was doing fine.
You were doing good, yo. You were fine, and then you changed something. Like, you try to get taller. It told you you can't be taller. That's what it did.
You have to be this tall to be on camera?
Right. It rejected you like a chick on open.
Yeah, now your mic is real low, man. It did that okay, Cupid, 10 inches switch.
Right. Yo,
it was like, you didn't match all of my qualifications.
He was like,
right, it just rejected. Like,
he was like, add 8 inches to my mic.
Whatever you changed, change it back.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what even to do right now. I guess I'll hang up and call you right back, Kev. Maybe that'll be reset it or something. All right, let me try that. Oh, that was weird. I'm going to call him right back and see if we can get this shit popping.
Wait, this has nothing to do with nerd shit. But can I just say, I love the fact that somebody actually thought that your Kanye tweet and my retweet of it was serious?
Yeah. This is what we come to, guys.
I'm sorry. All right.
Yeah. I said on Twitter, I was like, yeah, congrats to Kim and Kanye. Can't think of two people more ready to raise a child. And Chris retweeted it. It was like, black fatherhood on display. And a few people actually were like, yeah, man. Yeah.
And I can't, like, you can't understand sarcasm. Like, why would anybody? Okay.
Yeah, see, that's why you really need that, what you call it?
Sartalics.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right, man, let's get into some nerd shit, man. We fucked around enough. And obviously this is there's been two major events this week for nerds. Number one, the Xbox One versus PlayStation 4 E3 started and ended.
Vagina. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Sorry. Number two, Seymour in Maryland got some vagina. So I like that. That was another thing that happened big for nerds this week.
Huge.
And Man of Steel came out. That was neither here nor there for a lot of nerds.
I wasn't feeling it, but
you know, it was too much action for me. You know,
hey, too much.
I need more. I need more Clark Kent in glasses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I need more Lois Lane.
It's kind of like when you have sex and it's too much orgasm. You guys know what I'm talking about? You're like, oh, no, not this.
It's kind of like when, it's actually kind of like when you have sex with a chick, but she wore mismatching bra and panties.
Oh, yeah.
You fuck her and the sex is okay, but why couldn't she have matching bra and panties? It's just like, why was she that disrespectful of you to not match your bra and panties? Like,
Kev, your mic is still real low, by the way. Just letting you know.
And it's still getting the choppy joint, so I don't know what you're doing.
It sounds like we're pushing you off in the distance.
I'm just going to stop with the whole microphone. Okay. Yeah, and it's got echo now. What happened?
It was good.
It was like the best Kev has ever sounded a minute ago.
Stop trying shit. Just go back to regular, yo.
Yeah, it is. Somebody said he in the Phantom Zone. I threw a cellophane S at him and it wrapped him up and sent him to the Phantom Zone.
you put Saran wrap on Kev and he was just like, yo.
Yeah. I envision myself dying. You know, someone throwing a big ass Superman Saran wrap and I fall into a hole.
All right, he's back.
You
all right.
Back, dog.
You sound good, yo. You're good.
Yeah, Mike sounds great right now. All right, cool. So, as we usually do at the Nerd Off, I can't start with the big news. That's fucking crazy. We got to do all the little bullshit that y'all don't want to hear about first. So let's talk about the number one thing that nobody gave a fuck about this week. Nintendo said they're going to focus on games at the E3.
Yeah.
I actually gave a fuck.
Okay.
To be honest, like after E3 came out, I looked at all three systems and I was like, I kind of want a Nintendo Wii. It's like, I was just looking at the games I would really want to play and it just happened to be the Nintendo games, the Mario, the Zeldas and shit. I'm sorry, I'm a sucker for those franchises.
No, that's and, okay, Kev. No,
It'll probably be cheaper.
I am glad that Kev says that, because you know what? There needs to be one person out of the group that gets a Nintendo that we can clown later on for getting a Nintendo.
Honestly, I don't give a fuck. Clown me. I would be happy playing Super Mario. You can say what you want, but that platformer is awesome.
No, you won't. Because, Kev, didn't you get a Wii?
I had a Wii at one point, yes.
Yeah, you had a Wii at one point.
I had that Wii for quite a while.
Right.
But then I ran out of games to play for it. Like I've beaten the games, mm-hmm. and I was like, you know what? You've ran your course.
Yeah, exactly. So this, you know, good for you, Kev.
This is exactly why Nintendo persists, because they are able to hit everyone's nostalgia button when they show you, like, look, it's Mario in high resolution, and you're like, the kid in you is like, Mario, I used to play that forever.
Bullshit. I get all fucking fanboy. I will totally get fanboy over a good-looking Mario game. I'm like, I have to play this.
Let me tell you something, Kev.
Me too.
Here's what's changed since Mario. We have choices and options now. Because back in the day, I'd play the fuck out of Mario because there were three good Nintendo games, and the best one was Mario. And you'd have to wait six months between good games. So I played every Nintendo game that was good a million times. But now it's literally like, if I'm not feeling the game, I can just throw in another game. There's always something for sale. There's digital downloads. I think we have more options now.
There are more options, but there are just sometimes where like, you either got to hit like a certain button or a certain nostalgic button or even just a certain game type button. Like more recently, I've gotten out of like playing like competitive shooters like Call of Duty and stuff like that. I've been playing like more platform games like Battle Block Theater on the 360, a bunch of old ones like Shadow Complex, Castle Crashers. Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? You have an iPad, right?
Yeah, I do have an iPad.
So look, why don't you just like hack that joint and then get an emulator and play Nintendo shit on that instead of spending a whole bunch of money on an... I'm not even clowning right now. I'm just asking a legit question because I am playing Final Fantasy VII I didn't get a PlayStation. I didn't play it on my tablet. So I'm just, you know.
No, I completely get that. My whole thing is that trying to play those games on a tablet, it's just really clunky to me. Like trying to play like use the tablet face as a controller, it's really clunky.
Kev, but you're forgetting, you can use your PlayStation 3 controller.
Dude, I am not going through that. That just seems
No, Kev, hear me out. All right, my tablet. You know how long it took me to get my tablet to work with my PlayStation 3 controller I picked up that weekend?
Uh-huh.
It took me 15 minutes.
You know what? I'll have to let one of you niggas do this shit, because I'm like, no, this is the kind of stuff I just don't.
I will help you. They have step by step instructions on online, and it was that easy.
Well, let me throw this in here though, in this conversation. What about this, Kev? If there was a way, now I'm not saying there is, but if there was a way where you could get a PlayStation or Xbox, but you could go to their arcade and buy like old Mario Brothers games, not the new ones that they're coming out on the Wii U, but like, you know, all the old Mario games, you know, Mario World and Mario 3, you know, Super Mario, Sunshine. Mario Sunshine, Mario 3.
Yeah.
Would you prefer that, or would you rather have a Wii U?
Honestly, God damn, I'm really about to show my nerd card right now. I would just say neither, because I actually still physically own all those cartridges and a system to play them on. Mm. So, like, the old school stuff, I still have them. They're still in working condition. I have, like, two old working NESs and a working Super Nintendo. I have a Sega CD, Sega Genesis, a Saturn, Dreamcast, you name it. I have it. I have it in collection. They all work. So a lot of the old school stuff, I'm okay with, like, mm-hmm. you know, I can play those whenever. But I do like the way, like, they're innovating with the newer Mario games. Like, I just want to see how they come along or see how they change from back then to now. And I have seen it. Like, I've played some of the, they had the one on Game Boy DS, like the new Super Mario Brothers. Like, it felt different. Like, it was, you know, it was challenging. It was fun. I mean, it was the same thing, Mario going side to side. But it was actually, you know, it felt different. It felt fresh. And it was good to play through.
Okay, cool. I said, I'm not knocking it. I kind of want you to get one.
No.
Because I want to hear it.
I know you're not knocking. Yeah. I can totally justify why I would want
to
do that. So.
Plus, one of my favorite things to do is come down my friend's house and blow the dust off the Nintendo shit.
Yeah.
That's a real good. Anybody else listening, if you like trolling people, go down your friend's house if they own a Wii or some shit. Don't play it. Just walk over and go, man, when's the last time you turned this thing on?
Yeah,
it's always fun.
I tell you, dog, it is an easy catch, because, like, ever since I put it in my living room, the last few times I've had, like, a female friend over just to chill, the first thing they see is Super Mario Kart, mm-hmm. and it's like, oh, you got Mario Kart. Let's play it.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and I think...
Works, brother, works.
He said works. That's a good way to the nerd pussy. But just pussy and period, because girls are like, ooh, I played that when I was 10.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, girls remember that. And my
thing is the target demographic of Nintendo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Karen.
And my thing is this. I kind of like Kev when I see it. I'm a huge Zelda fan. So I'm like, ooh, Zelda. But no Nintendo. Like, I can't explain it. I get excited. Then I cry because I know I would never play them, because I was like, I'm not buying a Nintendo. And I agree with Chris. I think, and this is just my perspective, the video game industry is almost like music, because I heard Roger talking. It's mm-hmm. like, it's so much out there. When you go and you use all these platforms, it's so much out there. So guess what? I get tired of this, I can take it out, put on something else. I get tired of this, I can go upload something else. It's like, you don't have to just take what they give you anymore, right? Because you have so much, almost too much to choose from.
Well, and then the main thing I was trying to say is, let's be honest, guys. Nobody really cared about that Nintendo press conference. It was the Xbox versus PlayStation.
No, yeah, joint. That's really all it was.
Yeah, like, what came out of the stories that came out of this were almost 100% Xbox versus PlayStation. And Nintendo focused on strictly games, but a lot of people don't know, they didn't broadcast their shit live. So.
Oh, they didn't?
Yeah, that's why there's not a ton of videos of Nintendo did this. Nintendo said that. They announced this game.
What did they do? Go in the back room?
You know what it is? Nintendo knows. And I give them credit for this. We joke them, but I give Nintendo credit for this. They know what their market is. Mm-hmm. And they're not trying to overextend it. They're not trying to increase it. They know people that love Nintendo and love the Wii or the Wii U or whatever love them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to fucking do it. And I actually respect that versus people and corporations and entities that go out there and try to be like, what? You guys hate us? Well, no, we're trying to. No, fuck it. They know what they want, and they what people
they
love
know what their consumers want. Like,
and they know what their consumers want. They know
those franchises are there for a reason. They've stood the test of time. All the other mascots have like jumped. You can see them on multiple systems. Even like, you know, Sony had their Crash Bandicoot. Like the dudes from Halo done moved on and shit.
Right.
Mario, Zelda, that whole team. Like they have stayed strong together. They've made Nintendo nothing but money.
And I think because somebody mentioned this on Twitter, the timing of that of their event, which wasn't broadcast live, but I think you could have like. It was broadcast live, but not really live. It was like people were live tweeting it or something like that. I think it was set for not the U.S., but it was set for like Japan.
Mm-hmm.
It was like mm-hmm. prime time for Japan to watch it because it's not us.
Right.
They're like, fuck them Americans.
Yeah. And plus the shit they're announcing like the new Pokemon games and shit like it's just not
stuff that we don't care about. Mm-hmm. And they was like, why are we going to waste our time for people to talk shit about our product once we through? Because the past few years, everybody's like, I don't give a fuck about a heart monitor on my Wii.
Yeah. I think that's what's going on. But I think Nintendo is one of those, like, they took a backseat on purpose.
Yeah, which is smart.
Yeah, I'm not knocking them for it, guys. I'm not saying it's not smart, but also because nobody cares.
That's true too.
And I'm not saying nobody is in 100% of people. I'm generalizing people. I don't have time to name each one of y'all individually.
I'm going to say nobody and no one a lot in this episode.
Nobody.
I feel like.
Right.
So I want to clarify what nobody and no one means.
Nobody.
If you were in that 10%, you are no one and nobody.
I'm going to do it every time he says nobody.
Like me. You got to do it to Keith Sweat first.
Oh, trust me. We get that shit.
Nobody like me. Nobody.
Nobody.
You are in that 10% that no one cares about.
Nobody.
Nobody cares about you.
Nobody. I would not diss
you. I'm just telling you, know your role and shut your mouth.
Shut your goddamn mouth. All right. So speaking of knowing your role and shutting your mouth, guys, did you know that I'm not sure how this is news, really. Arnold Schwarzenegger is joining the Expendables 3.
Oh, I thought there was somebody.
He wasn't already in it?
Right.
I thought that was like, that's like automatic, dude. He's
I'm not going to do the Conan and Terminator news, but okay.
No,
I thought that's what he was going to say too.
Right. Well, they're saying that they said that he's filming Terminator 5 right now, which I don't know what that means.
He's gonna be a Terminator in it. I saw the joint. He's gonna be a Terminator in it. I'm like, so he's gonna be filming Terminator 5. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So whatever that means, guys. But
wait, what I want to know is it gonna be real Arnold, like current flabby, I haven't worked out and my wife wants to divorce me Arnold, or is it gonna be like the CGI, like, right, 20 years ago, Arnold, from, like, Terminator Salvation? Because I'm like, Arnold hasn't looked like that in forever.
He's going to be wearing loose clothes.
Damn Arnold from that movie he had earlier this year. What was that? Oh. That dumbass Texas, got to stop the car
the
shit.
The Last Stand? The Last Stand?
Last Stand, whatever that bullshit.
Yeah.
Terminator old.
Yeah. Terminator's going to be making quirky comments from now on and shit.
Yes.
He's like, Oh no, my back is killing me. I'm like, come on, Terminator. You never made jokes. But yeah, okay. So we'll be up to date on that, but
housekeeper looks really good right now. Can I fuck her? I'm
sorry. Yeah. Terminator, get your hands off the maid. Another movie that you definitely don't want to see, just fucking up our childhood. Did you guys know that Jack Black is making a Teen Wolf sequel?
Oh no.
Teen Wolf sequel?
Yeah, well, it's a parody video of what Teen Wolf will be like now.
Good for him.
He aired it on Jimmy Kimmel Live, and a lot of people are saying that it might be a movie.
Those people realize how fucked up Teen Wolf was and how bad it was, and that there's actually a Teen Wolf series going on right now? Mm-hmm. I don't give a shit. The movie was horrible. And
it should come out. That was like mid-80s.
Right, yeah. And it's a horrible, like, current... series going on. Who gives a shit? It's Teen Wolf. I'm like,
now for the record, I'm here for all of Jack Black parodying Teen Wolf. It's him with a gut, like living in a trailer home. Like,
I'm sorry, that dog is not funny. I hate Jack Black with a passion.
What? You don't like Jack Black?
No.
Okay,
no.
That's totally acceptable. I understand.
Okay.
You thought I was about to argue that shit.
I completely understand.
Yeah, I watch Nacho Libre in theaters. I still don't get it.
Me either.
I'm good with that. Why? Because it's a horrible movie to begin with. And it's I haven't watched the new series they have going on.
I bet you the new series is better than the fucking movies.
It probably is. Oh, and I determined this thing, and we'll go into this later. I determined that anything newer than the old shit we watched in the 80s is better.
Oh, yeah. We're about to get into this later, and it's going to be good.
As bad as it is, it is better than the shit we had when growing up.
Yes. With the exception of one thing.
Yeah.
Ninja Turtles. Megan Fox is reportedly going to cut her hair to look like April O'Neil. Next topic.
No.
I don't care.
Yeah, that might be the one thing.
I'm drawing a line at Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
At least they danced.
Yeah.
they had Vanilla Ice. You can't beat Vanilla Ice.
Go Ninja.
They tried.
Horrible.
Although, I won't front, man, that CGI movie they had a few years back was actually better than the old shit.
Yes, we enjoyed that.
TMNT movie.
Yeah,
yes.
We seen that in the theater. Yeah, it was really good.
They should just do a sequel to that. I don't know why they got to go live action again. Just do a sequel to that shit. It was dope. Zelda producer for Nintendo said, if we don't change, we might die.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of the theme of a lot of the stuff coming out of Nintendo. And I agree, man. Like, I feel like as much as we have that nostalgia button, nostalgia ain't buying enough of these consoles.
Not in America.
And for most people, when you say, what are you getting for the next generation? The answer won't be a Wii U.
No.
Well, here's the question.
They're still marketed towards a younger audience. Like, of course, they're going to have some of the more M-rated games nowadays, but you still see Wii and you still think of that's something for kids to play. It's still marketed towards a younger crowd, so they're never going to be able to break that mainstream until they can, like, actually, you know, make it seem like, hey, you know what? This is something adults can get into.
Here's the thing with Zelda, all right? I think Zelda would probably be an awesome game, just not on Nintendo. If they were to say, fuck them, and decide to license it out to other systems, imagine Zelda with the goddamn Xbox with Kinect.
Man, right. Chris, I'm going to tell y'all right now. This chick right here would play Ocarina of Time all over again. I would play that shit because I fucking love Zelda. When I was in school, we got, a Wii? Well, not a Wii, but the one before the Wii.
Nintendo 64.
Nintendo 64.
I
would sit in my dorm room.
Zelda Ocarina of Time.
Wait, it wasn't that. It was the other one, Karen. The box.
Majora's Mask?
No. I'm talking about the system. It was a,
GameCube.
Yes.
That's what it was.
GameCube and Wind Waker.
I had a GameCube.
I'm sorry, Karen. I hate to cut you off, but you had a GameCube?
Yes.
I had a GameCube too.
You are a nerd.
Right. This is like that episode of the show where she told us, I'm not that into porn, and then ran off 50 fucking things wrong with porn. 50. Yeah,
I'm sorry, but continue, but you are a nerd. It's okay. It's fine.
And the thing is, I loved the fuck out of that. And I remember sitting in my dorm room and like playing for hours and hours and hours. And I remember sitting there and just being in awe with everything that was happening, everything that was going around. And so I understand what you guys say, how you sit there, you look up, and 3 hours are gone, 4 hours
are
gone.
That's that cel-shaded, like, animated one, too, right there.
Yes. And
that thing was beautiful to look at.
Beautiful. And
they're actually remaking it for the Wii U, which is like caught my attention. I was like, I really love that game. And, like, they're remaking it, HD remaster with, like, all the stuff that was missing. That was missing from the American version of the game. I was kind of interested.
By the way, that is exactly what makes me not want one, is whenever Nintendo goes, we're remaking a game that we've already had, I'm always like, dude, just show me some new shit. You know what I mean? Like, I played that shit.
They don't remake games that often, though.
They really do. They make a lot of Zeldas.
I think
they've only done a couple, like, and then some even recently. They're remaking, like, Link to the Past right now, but they're changing it for the Nintendo 3DS. They did remake, I'm trying to think, the only real remakes that I think they really had were, like, when they made them for, like, the Game Boy Advance or Game Boy DS.
Well,
like,
what
outside
what,
of that Zelda, that's really the only time I can think of they made like a remake.
Well, what I mean by remake is also re-releases.
Oh, they do
that a lot. They do it a lot. A lot.
Yeah, and I guess for me, personally, I would motherfucking geek out if Zelda was like, you know what? We going to everybody. I would buy that shit every... I'm telling you right now, you would have my money on the table. You know how Roger get excited about the new BioShock or whatever the fuck? I would be like that about this. I'd be like, I'd look at him like, nigga, when the release date, I would be all on it. I would be like, I'll be scanning the internet and I would look at him. I want this shit today. I know me because I like, that's one series that I love. So I'm brokenhearted because it's like, fuck you, Nintendo, for keeping my love away from me because I refuse to spend that money just for that system.
Nintendo is like Sega to me in a way where I feel like the end result of their marketing and the way they attack gaming is that they will eventually just have games available for purchase on other people's consoles because they just don't seem interested in really joining the next generation of games. Like,
no,
they seem more interested in hitting that nostalgia button and, but technology wise, you know, gameplay wise, they don't want to really come to gamers and be like, look, we know what you guys like. You want a controller that does a control. You want some, you know, you want really updated games. You want, you know, you want third party developers to put games on our consoles. They always just seem to kind of be like, we want to occupy our own unique space, and it I feel like it's a limited strategy, man. And I think when you had a producer of your one of your core franchises being like, we need to change, I think you got to start listening at some point, man.
Yeah,
imagine what would happen if you could play Zelda and Mario Brothers on other systems. And I'm saying Xbox because I have an Xbox Kinect, so I don't know how the Move works.
Yeah,
but imagine how the Xbox 360 Kinect works. Imagine now with the Xbox One Kinect.
Mm-hmm.
That you could play, you could actually play as Mario and play an entire level as Mario without a controller.
Yeah. I'm sorry, dog. I would not want to do that. That's too much fucking jumping.
No.
That's too much jumping.
It is.
Too much
it
jumping.
Is. The man makes a good point.
Like, what if I don't do the double jump right and I miss and I die and shit? Come on, man. You only get 3 fucking lives to start the game with.
Hey, man, well, let's move on because I don't want to talk about this shit forever. Another article I read, and I thought this was, here's the thing, guys. All right, I'm about to cover something that is going to go from horrifyingly fucked up to Rod laughing at something horrifyingly fucked up. And I just want y'all to be prepared for it, okay?
Okay.
All right. This shit took a left turn so fast. Somebody put this on Tumblr, and I agree wholeheartedly with her, and I think it's completely fucked up. And then I started laughing, so I'm not really helping the situation, but I just want them to know that she's right. This girl on Twitter, her name is at FemFreak, F-R-E-Q, Feminist Frequency. She says, thanks, hashtag Xbox One, hashtag. So what?
Nah, I can't spell that.
Oh.
Don't worry about it.
Thanks, Xbox One. Thanks, hashtag Xbox One, hashtag E3 press conference for revealing to us exactly 0 games featuring a female protagonist for the next generation.
That's
I said, you know what? When I read that, I said, that's a fucking good point, actually.
Yeah, women play video games too.
Yeah, like, don't get your panties in a bunch, guys, when she's coming at you, because that's a good point, and she's right. There weren't any. And when you, when the world is introduced to, I don't know, 45 brand new, spacking new video games, and there's no actual game with a female protagonist, I feel like female gamers can go, yeah, I noticed that. You know, if there's no black protagonist, I noticed shit like that.
Yep.
I don't think that's beyond the pale for her to say. Not to mention, I think the only females I saw in games were like multiplayer games and shit.
Yeah, where they sidekicks. They not like the real person, the main person.
Right. So, I got it. I was like, okay, cool. So then she got a bunch of replies on Twitter and they start like Ray Jacob, Simply Flying, says, at Film Freak, hey there, can you just stop being retarded and bitchy? No.
Oh, shit. That's how a motherfucker get cut.
A hint of shit says, oh, shut the fuck up, cunt.
Wow, just for her saying there are no women?
Steven Ayers says, you are one dumb cunt. I mean that sincerely from the bottom of my heart. What does that even mean?
Oh.
From the bottom of my heart, you are a cunt.
For me. That sounds so mean.
It's so much. Didn't it make it so much meaner? Because normally from the bottom of my heart, it's something nice like, yo, from the bottom of my heart, Chris, man, I just want to tell you, I appreciate you, brother, for being here for me.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Nobody else is like, yo, man, fuck you from the bottom of my heart, man. From the bottom of my heart.
Suck my dick.
You're a cunt. From the bottom of my heart.
Hey, you know what? You know what, Rod? Thank you, man. Thank you. And go fuck yourself and hope you die tomorrow. But it's from the bottom of my heart.
From the bottom of my heart, man.
Kiss my ass.
In general, men are better at battle roles and other battle type stuff. That why Tomb Raider sucked dick. Deal. Hashtag deal with it. Deal with it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That was from David Bostock, 93.
Oh, this is hilarious though. So women's money don't pay for shit.
Jamie Brereton responded, quote, relax, it'll all be over soon.
Oh Lord.
I'm so ashamed for finding this so funny.
No, dog.
Oh, these dudes are the worst. They're about as good as the racists. Mwah! Sexism and racism. The best.
Yo, nerds are almost up there with racists when it comes to defending their shit. And this is a theory that I'm going to talk about a little bit today.
Yeah.
I'm going to go into more detail tomorrow on my own show. But when it comes to nerd shit, nerds are very defensive because they don't get vagina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They don't understand why you would even humor a woman.
And this right here is another reason why everybody that posted this pod don't get no pussy live in their mama's basement.
Right.
Because, like, this is a woman saying, hey, we need more women games. And instead of you saying, yeah, you're right, you're going, well, fuck you, bitch. You're going, oh, you want pussy? It just dried up, dog.
Nerds are really good at nerd shit. Two things nerds are really good at. Nerd shit and talking their way out of vagina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And everybody puts up the first joint. But they never realize the second joint that they are really good at that.
Like, don't you, like, as a dude that is into women, don't you at least want to pretend to care?
But they don't know. That's the thing. They're so, vagina is like, you know, Star Trek and, like, that undiscovered country.
Mm-hmm.
And they've never been there. They've only heard stories about it. It's like Portal.
Dude. You gotta leave the nerds alone on that shit. It's just an untapped country they ain't never been to. You know what they mean? They mean well. They do mean well.
Get vagina. Do not defend these motherfuckers.
No, yeah. I know.
These dudes do. Cam,
vagina too. We as a nerd.
I talk my way out of vagina numerous times, and then afterwards I'm just like, fuck, I could have got laid.
But you recognize that. That's the difference between you and them.
Hey, Kev, let's be honest. These dudes don't have good intentions.
Right.
These dudes I'm reading, there's nothing good about. This dude said, women don't belong in video games.
Wow.
Another dude said, as soon as women are as capable as men, then maybe. And he spelled maybe wrong.
Any of them tweet?
This is so fucked up.
What'd you say, Chris?
Any of them tweet kitchen now.
I'm waiting on it. Let's see. Stop pushing your feminist agenda in video games. Nick fuck you PU says, damn, this bitch makes my dick soft.
Oh, well then you don't want a woman. You might as well just say you gay dog.
Jesus Christ, shut the fuck up, Anita. Put her government name on there. A couple more shut ups. Yeah, maybe if more women actually play video games, you dumb cunt. Yeah, that's inviting. Hey, man, come play video games with me, you dumb cunt. You know, we need more women. What did you expect? Cooking and cleaning games at a console launch reveal?
Oh, damn.
What is wrong with
these
assholes? This is only like, 15 of these. Maybe if women were more interested and capable at life, there might be more female-led games. Like Super Floral Arranger.
Oh, what? That was actually pretty good.
That's pretty. This is some good roasting.
What about like?
What about Mall Shopping? Super Floral
Arranger was a new fragrance.
Yeah. Did any of them say like Easy Bake Oven for the Kinect?
Let's see.
Yes.
You were expecting a cooking and cleaning game. Female protagonists aren't as interesting as males in the gaming world. Get used to it. Nobody cares. Who gives a shit? So what? No problem, you ungrateful bitch. Who cares? Talk about making issue out of nothing. Seriously, big freaking deal. Far more to complain about. I love that too, when people skip over your problem by going, but there's other stuff to complain about. It's like, right, well, let's complain about this for a second. No.
I don't want to talk about that. Well, fuck you.
Yeah. We all know that had a game had a female protagonist, you would have bitched about it being a man with boobs or some shit. Games with female pro tags don't sell. Maybe if more women started getting into the game market, then they would make more, dumbass. That's really
I really don't.
Isn't that a really circular argument too? It's like, well, maybe if more women start playing games, they make more women games that'll attract women gamers. But gamers.
It's like, how can we, when every time I do, you put your dick out and say, don't come this way.
Right.
And pee on the ground. What am I supposed to do? Go, ew, your pee's there, and walk away.
Yeah, you don't even don't even know your
as a nerd, I am just disgusted when women try to talk about games, because you know they might make my dick hard, and how can I play games if my dick is hard?
That's true. You can already play Bejeweled on your Obama phone. If women bought more games in significant numbers, the free market would provide.
Oh wait, you know what? That is a plus one. Mm-hmm. Because he threw in a shot at Obama too, so it's it's a little bit of racism and sexism
all in one.
I like this when he raised this level. When they raised the bar to this level, are you working on a game, or you expect other people to do what you want if you pout enough?
Are you working on a game? Is the question.
This is awesome trolling right here by nerds. I love.
I want to follow this woman. Who is she?
At Femme Freak, FREQ. Then code your own video game. What exactly do games need to have female protagonists? Didn't realize you were entitled to games with a female pro tag. They can make whatever they want. Check your fucking privilege, Anita. Her name must be Anita. They're putting that shit out there. Anyway, I'm not reading all these. There's like 50 of these motherfuckers, dog.
I got tired of hearing them.
Like, they literally put her government. The last one really has her full government name out there. It just, why are you guys so fucking threatened by video games? Now, I think the nerd off wasn't around when this article came out, but I just wanted to cover this real quick. The maker of lead designer of Borderlands 2, John Hemingway, a long time ago said that every game needs a girlfriend mode. Yeah. And everybody got mad at him talking about gender in games and shit. I think he's right. He just used the wrong term, girlfriend mode. It could have said whatever, but he's 100% right. Games need modes that think about people that aren't as good that might want to join in, so that people can play together.
That's actually why they put the Necromancer character in Borderlands 2.
Right.
You know, all jokes aside, I would play that shit. I would go online and play. If they were like, oh, you want the super, super easy level? I'm in. Let's play Borderlands, y'all. But right now, I'm like, no, fuck that. I can't walk and shoot at the same time.
Right.
Look, so, like, Nintendo was Killer Instinct they showed? For Xbox One?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, girlfriend mode is, no matter what you do and no matter what button she push, she always wins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm for that.
It's like being Eddie Gordo on Tekken.
Right. No matter what the fuck she does, she wins.
Yeah.
Dog. That is the ultimate girlfriend mode. That is the almost... Nerds will never allow it to happen because they're nerds and they hate getting vagina, but that I would pay an extra $100 for the Xbox One if they had a girlfriend mode over the PlayStation 4, because it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what I do, I'm just like, yo, just hold the controller.
Yep.
Look, you won. You beat me. I tried. And I'll be like going on the controller so hard and be trying. No.
Dude, no, dog. You don't want that shit, man. You don't want that shit because you're going to be living a lie. You're going to be living a lie every single day you give her that controller. No, you don't want that shit.
You're
going to eventually want her to enjoy the game for what it is. No. You ain't going to want to sit there and have her cheat. If you're going to want her to play the game, let anime learn to play the game the right goddamn way.
You know what, Kev? You missed the point. The point is not for her understanding. The point is not for her to love the game. The point is not for her to ever play again. The point is that we're in here. Here's a video game. We're having fun. You're turned on. Now I can get some pussy. A happy pussy is a given pussy. That's the whole point, son.
Game point match, Karen.
Right. Right.
That's really what it's about. Like, I play Dead or, you think I like Dead or Alive 5 that much?
I do.
But Karen does.
Yes, and we played the shit together out of it.
Mm-hmm.
When I had my last girlfriend, she allowed me to play video games. You know what I did? I downloaded Sonic.
Exactly.
Yeah. And she beat me in Sonic. Why? Because that's what you do.
Exactly. Exactly. I don't know who these, like, I'm not that competitive that I'm like, no, Karen, learn to step your game up, player. Like, nah, I'm good. And, you just enjoy the game, baby. Let's just play.
And not to get off topic, but what was it? Game I played with these little cute little anime characters. It's some kind of ball game. Yeah. Bust a Move or something like that?
Bust a Move.
Bust a Move. Okay. Now, y'all, I've been playing the fuck out of this game, and I got really, really good at it. So, Roderick seen me playing, and what it is like, it's like these two little, it's like Tetris, but instead of going down, you go up, and you make the balls, match, and when they match, they disappear. So, I've been playing the game, so I got really, really, really good at it, and Roderick underestimate me, I was sitting there playing this little cutesy game.
Mm-hmm.
So, Roderick walked in the room, he was like, I want to play. I was like, you sure? He was like, yeah, this is easy. And just like y'all dudes do when y'all got mad in the NFL 2K or something like that. Well, y'all know that y'all are better. I turned my invisible nerd cap around. I was like, come on, nigga, let's go. I was like, ding, 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 ding. Yeah. He was like, oh, I'm dead. I was like, bitch, yeah, shot. I was over here fucking around.
She proceeded to whoop my ass, and I was like, where's my girlfriend mode? Because I would have used it that day because that shit was unfair. So, but I think that addresses a real problem, which is that there's a lot of people who are casual gamers that feel left out. And if there is a mode where they could actually play with their friends, but not really be as good, a lot of them would, like to play. We got an email today, which is another reason I had to have Chris on the show. This is Daz, aka.
I knew this was a setup. And fuck you, nigga, for doing this.
No problem, man. This is Daz, aka Kung Fu Treachery. Look, man, I get it. You guys love Amazing Spider-Man, especially over Spider-Man 2. Anyone who disagrees can unfollow and fuck off. Damn! But I enjoy hearing Chris pass the fuck out, though. He's like the black podcast Michael Shannon. Or Ren from Ren and Stimpy.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
He will find out.
I'm sorry.
Or Ren from Ren and Stimpy. Just found Garfield Spider-Man /
That's
Peter Parker.
That's actually an accurate description. Mm-hmm. Ren from Ren and Stimpy.
Right. Just found Garfield Spider-Man.
Oh, shit, that makes me fucking Stimpy. Fuck you, dude.
Just found Garfield Spider-Man / Peter Parker to be an unlikable emo snot, which completely took me out of the movie, but they are all just opinions, but it is what it is.
So he's basically a teenager. Because I hate teenagers.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to hate teenagers. That's the point.
That's how I felt about him. Was like, right. That's yeah, about I, right.
How old are you? If you are out of college, you should hate teenagers.
Yeah.
And if you hate Andrew Garfield's teenager, Peter Parker, that means he's playing a good part because the nigga's 30.
Yeah. He's not the 40-year-old version of Peter Parker that got divorced and all that shit.
Right. He is 30 years old playing a teenager and you hate him because he's and don't call him emo when you haven't gone back watch
the other one.
McGuire.
Yeah.
Toby. First of all, that is some emo shit.
Spider-Man 3 is all emo shit.
He ate cookies from that ugly ass girl because she gave him cookies.
And like, he changed his hair.
Man, you leave that Yugoslavia bitch alone. She tried to take good care of Peter.
Fuck her. He didn't even fuck her.
Yo, he changed his hair and started dressing in all black, dog. That's emo as fuck. He says, The Man of Steel, though. That shit was off the fucking chain. That shit went so fucking hard. I don't even like Superman as a character. I think I've only brought one Superman comic. Anyone who has seen Superman fight Darkseid in the Justice League and Superman versus Batman Apocalypse oh, wait a minute. He can do that? Why doesn't he do more of that? We're completely vindicated. Can't understand how anyone can say there is too much action in an action movie. Michael Shannon killed it as Zod, and his fine ass mini bitch reminded me of Frieza from Dragon Ball Z. She was so bad. Can't believe I had to wait until a Superman movie to see Dragon Ball Z action in a fucking live action movie. Yeah, after I saw it, I said the only thing missing was that Zod didn't kill Krillin before the fight.
Yes.
Right before Superman spirit bombed him. I think it's better that Marvel Avengers come at me, bro. All right, niggas. Okay, for the better than Marvel Avengers, let me just put this out here real quick.
Are we still in the email?
Yeah, this is the
Jesus.
End. That was the last thing.
Fuck.
Before we, before we move on, I'll just address this so nobody else has to. Avengers Initiative on Avengers. That's why we have Avengers Initiative.
That's why we said it.
So, I'm not even gonna entertain.
This person doesn't like it?
No, he said Superman is even better than Avengers. Yeah, I'm just, Avengers Initiative. There's no need to discuss that.
Yeah.
That's a crazy statement to make. Now as far as, Superman, I did want to get into this because I went on Twitter, on my tweet deck, I put a bunch of filters on the last week.
Me too.
Man of Steel.
Zod. Man of Steel hashtag and Man of Steel all separated. I forgot. I was like, wait a minute, let me separate this out.
Superman.
Superman.
Idea. Good idea.
I had to put a bunch of shit because I didn't want to see no spoilers.
Me
and I
either.
And a few things I saw on Tuesday were people being like, nigga, what did this review say? And I was like, oh, that's gonna have to have spoilers because, you know, it's hard to argue with a review without being like that. Well, this happened in the movie and that happened in the movie. So I went to the movies on Friday afternoon. Karen and I both saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Good sir.
I enjoyed it. Like after I saw it, I just tweeted certified heat. Man of Steel, certified heat. I loved it. And ironically, the first tweet I saw when I got out the theater is just, I don't know how it worked out like this. My man Russell Hainlein from the Long and Late Movie Podcast was like, why Man of Steel left me cold? And I read it and proceed to it felt like I was repeating Chris's tweets from 72 hours in the past because I was like, man, what? Fuck you. Like, it was like I was bored by the time. It was like I yawned when a building collapsed. It was so much action that I yawned and I was like, fuck you.
I have been pissed since Monday. No, Tuesday. Since I saw it. Because before I saw the movie, I saw these reviews and was like,
no.
Since when did we get to the point when we complain that there is too much action in a comic book movie. Or in an action movie? Like, when did this happen?
I saw it at midnight, man. I saw it midnight Thursday night. I saw it at midnight. Me and my homeboy and his girlfriend, we all went up to the theater and saw it. I left out of that thing and I'm just like, yo, Man of Steel, nigga, what? That shit was awesome. Like, what the hell is everyone thinking? Like, it was the second best movie of the summer so far. Second best movie of the summer, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have been, to me, and I've said this several times on Twitter, the reviews for this movie, and I usually, for the most part, I kind of agree with the general consensus on Rotten Tomatoes a lot of times with movies. Like, you know, I liked Now You See Me, but when I saw that review was under 50%, I was like, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, I review with the general consensus. But this is one of the few movies that I saw the general consensus on that is under 60%, and I'm like, this is unethical. And it's unethical because, one, when you read the reviews and see the actual reviews of some of these, the ratings of some of these reviews, they're like 3 out of 5s, but somehow they still count as rotten. That's number one. Number two, I feel like as a reviewer, if you cannot articulate why you had a problem with the movie, there's one review that counted as a negative review. It had 2 paragraphs, 1 sentence about the movie. That review should not count.
Nope.
Third problem I have is if you spend the entire review complaining about shit that has nothing to do with the movie, meaning basically being one guy said, Christopher Nolan ruined Batman. Why does that guy get the review?
You should have just hit the X button right then and there.
Why should he review Man of Steel?
Oh, you shouldn't even get in his thought even any of your time.
Or people that are like, well, I really, like, I had a conversation with a guy today was like, well, I really like the campy Batman and the lame Superman. That's like what I really like for. I'm like, you do realize you're in the 1% of America, right?
Mm-hmm.
No one is pining for Adam West.
I'm not saying
or Burt Ward.
I'm not saying that your opinion Cesar Romero matter, but it doesn't. Okay, like you can have your opinion, you can say that you really like for that, but you need to realize and you need to take an account. And I feel like none of these reviews take an account that this is the Superman Man and Man of Steel that everybody wanted to see. Mm-hmm. And when I say everybody, I mean that 90% of the population.
That's 10%. Yeah. I hate the character of Superman.
Yeah. And yeah, this is by far the best Superman movie
ever.
Like, it's not even close. Like, it's by far the best Superman movie, and I don't understand how anyone could even be against that, especially when it's so much action, and like, it hits areas that other movies never even touched on, you know?
Did Karen disappear? Because everybody's asking for
Karen. Yeah, I'm coming right
she's
back.
She's working on the behind the scenes. Okay. But, yeah, the thing is, too, that I liked about this Superman, let me actually just start with this. Some of the reviews said shit like, and I'll go off of Russell's review. He was saying like, well, I found his morality inconsistent because when people were dying early in the movie, like his whole thing was, I'm going to stop 5 people from dying in a car accident. I'm going to save people on a bus that I happen to be on or something like that. And he went around the world just kind of saving a couple people at a time. And it felt like he completely missed the point of the narrative of the movie, because his whole thing with his father, and by father, I mean his Earth father, was like, don't be a symbol. Don't be a hero. Just try to fit in.
So you don't get caught. So you don't get, turned into a lab rat.
Right. And even his father died to prove the point.
But can I butt in real quick and just say something about that? The reason why I find that to be bullshit is, one, when that first fight happens in that, you know, in Smallville, he actually does save 3 different people in that fight.
Yeah.
He saves the first soldier. He saves the first guy that's about to get hit by the plane. Yep. That Feyore is about to take the plane out for him. Mm-hmm. He then saves another soldier that's about to fall from a plane. And then he saves Christopher Molina's character right there. He saves 3 people in that fucking fight. All right? Yeah. That's number one. And the last fight with Zod, people are like, well, he didn't save anybody. There's nobody there to save.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's one of the moments where the character is really thinking about the greater good here. Oh, yeah, you can stop right now here, you know, save this woman who's falling out of this cracked building, but you still got this superpower motherfucker flying around destroying shit.
But that's what I'm saying. There's no, you don't see people falling. You don't see anybody for him to save. So, like, in that fight with Zod at the end, you see him throwing into buildings.
I'm just taking that as an example.
But what I'm saying is,
motherfuckers want to see him saving kittens and trees.
Yeah, like that's what he said.
I think that's
was
what
like,
people want to see him doing and shit.
That's what Russ said to me, was like, well, if he could have just saved like 1 baby in the middle of all that. I was like, that to me would be just as stupid as him not saving anybody. If you go, but if he would have saved 1 baby, I would have forgiven everything. It's like, no, actually, fuck that. Like, the point of the narrative of his character arc was, you're not just a symbol for 5 people. You got to go fight for 5 billion people. Like, you're going to literally save the fucking planet, and you can be a symbol for the best of humanity. And that's why the key scenes that got glossed over were when the homie, Lawrence Fishburne was like, we're going to save Jimmy from underneath this rubble at the cost of our own lives, potentially. That's what his father was saying. You will be a symbol that will make people be like, let's not just think about us in a time of crisis. Let's think about everybody else. And it's like that shit skipped right over their heads because they were too pissed that Superman wasn't crying every 5 seconds.
But wait, before then, before that scene, when Lois tells him, but wait, if you go to stop the machine and it's turning that atmosphere around there into Kryptons, won't you be weaker? And he's like, yeah, but I have to try. So, wait a minute. This motherfucker's going to save the planet and is told that you might die doing this because you're not going to be strong enough. People gloss over. This is why.
I didn't even think about it that way.
And this is why I say, fuck these people. Mm-hmm. If you're my friend and you agree, and you just, I'm sorry, but fuck you on this one. Mm-hmm. Because you are so pissed and you are so into your thought and you're so tunnel vision. You didn't even watch the goddamn movie.
No, they didn't at all.
It was clearly part of the plot point of him saying, I'm going to go here and do this and possibly sacrifice my life for the goddamn planet. Where people are like, but he didn't save a kitten from a tree.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know why the old Superman movies are full of kitten saving and baby cart grabbing? It's because that costs way less than destroying a city.
Come on,
we didn't have grab a building and hold it back up level of fucking technology. We didn't have throw a nigga through a high rise level of technology at the time.
It's like they really wanted to see another movie of Superman fighting a guy trying to buy trying to steal real estate.
Yes.
Yes. And the thing here is that people don't talk about, and what really and this is from my perspective, what pissed me off. The Superman comics, a lot of people love Superman comics, but to me, they're motherfucking boring. Why? Because he's invincible.
His comics have actually changed a lot.
And they've
they've made him a little bit more mature. And
yes.
And you can see the difference. The movie I saw was more akin, especially with the fight scene, it was more akin to what I was used to seeing on a Saturday morning cartoon. And I forgot who I was talking to about it, but you'll see Superman hit someone on a cartoon through buildings. You'll see the buildings fall. You don't think much of it because it is a cartoon. When you see it in real life, that shit is fucking right there. I mean, damn, that's, you know, it's not as fun as it was in a cartoon. And I think that's what probably got a lot of these old motherfuckers all screwed up.
Nigga, I got into an argument with Mark goddamn Wade, or Zawad, or whatever the fuck his name is.
I don't even know
this
who
is a motherfucker. This motherfucker wrote Superman. He wrote Superman.
He's an original Superman.
He wrote an actual. He's the one that wrote Kingdom Come with Alex Ross and did the art for it.
Yeah.
Oh.
I got in an argument with him because he was like, him fighting Zod in the city, which is so out of character. I was like, nigga, since when?
Right.
It's been depicted in Justice League Universe. I was like, have you ever watched?
That was like the very last episode of Justice League, and that's why it was so awesome, because he started that fight with Darkseid. He's like, fuck it, I'm letting off all the gloves, and he just started beating the fucking shit out of him, knocking him through buildings everywhere, and I'm like, okay.
So then somebody comes in, jumps into our conversation, is like, oh, really, you're gonna bring up a Justice League? You? So then somebody else brought up another comic book, and because I don't collect Superman comic books, and somebody else brought up another comic book where it's like, it's happening in the comics, and then it hit me today, like 12 hours later, I was like, wait a minute. Superman died in his fight with Doomside in front of the goddamn Daily Planet.
Doomsday. God, damn, that was a fuck up.
I knew what you was talking about.
Doomsday!
Don't feel, Chris, I understood.
It was a tank.
I've been drinking. Doomsday. He died in front of the goddamn Daily Planet. And they fought in Metropolis. How the fuck is that not... Like, they didn't say, hold up, Doomsday. We're about to, we need to go to a cornfield and fight in the cornfield because nobody will die here. That didn't happen. I'm like,
yeah. And more,
you really more, want to get the villain to follow you to a cornfield?
And more, really right.
Say, hey, you know what? Let's fight over here. You know,
and not to mention that's supposed to be Superman's weakness is his love for these humans, but also the reason that he actually had to kill someone was because of the humans. Like, the entire last fucking death thing is like, oh man, I really don't have a choice, do I? Like, you're never going to stop.
That was his last surviving member of his race.
He did not want to do that shit. Yeah.
So Mark Wade, who also is the guy I was arguing with, he's the guy that said, well, that's when I wanted to walk out of the theater because he does not do this. And I was like, how can you get mad at that scene and then ignore the scene right after that? With him basically crying in Lois Lane's arms, saying, I didn't want to do it. Like, he was so distraught from it. How can you not, like, it's almost like when nerds get mad at some shit, they get mad and they completely ignore anything that happens around it. So they get mad at this happening, I'm like, but there was something. Like, they get mad at the action, but I'm like, they missed the first hour and a half of setup to the action. It's like, you can't do both. You can't get mad at this and ignore everything else from it. Like, they get mad at Nolan for, like, this is a new thing to be mad at Nolan for ignoring the comic books. I'm like, but Nolan has done more hints to the comics
than any other.
I would say Josh Whedon.
Yeah.
And I love Avengers. I love what Josh Whedon has done. But Nolan has more, like, transition to transition to comics, from film to comics. He has more of them in his film than anybody else has had. I mean, like, people forget in Dark Knight Rises that the scene when Batman finally shows up in costume with the cop and his rookie.
Yeah.
That is straight out of the Dark Knight Returns.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is a cop with its rookie in Dark Knight Returns. Same thing happens. How can you get mad at this guy? He's taking things straight from the comics. But right. They're like, oh no, man, Nolan hates comic books. Fuck.
Well, and also, there's never been a good Superman movie.
No.
So can we just stop pretending? Because that's the main thing for me with a lot of this nerd shit, man, is that so many people get so nostalgic that it's like they forgot they were 8 when they saw Superman, and that the wonderment of a good theme music and Christopher Reeves being held horizontally from wires.
Yes.
It was completely different at the time. Whereas now, I wish I was a kid now getting to see this shit, where it's like, this is the coolest fucking thing ever. Superman just hulked out on a dude in the middle of a fucking, city.
And I can't speak for nobody else. But the shit that they want, I wouldn't have fucking watched. Right. I don't mean no harm. I would have watched. I'd have been pissed.
Yeah, I would have been a little turned off if in the middle of the fight with Zod, he went and saved a little baby.
I would have been livid, like, because
that shit don't make no sense.
Right.
No.
And it's not like, and the other thing, it's not like Zod and these niggas were taking breaks.
Ain't that true?
It's not like they were like, now go save that baby while I go do, I'll just hang out and play some Xbox.
No.
But wait, the thing that they miss is that technically, because Superman wasn't there, and I'm sorry, guys, we're doing a little bit of spoilers here.
Yeah, a lot of.
But when Superman goes and fights Zod, technically the city is kind of already evacuated, because the city had already been pounded by that gravity weapon, that terraforming weapon, for like an hour. So, wait a minute. You guys are mad at Superman not saving anybody. Is there anybody even for him to save?
And it's a movie conceit that we always have in every action movie, in every superhero movie, which is, sure, they destroyed half of Manhattan. People died, but that's what superheroes do, because there was a bigger threat. I didn't see anybody say this shit about the last set piece in Avengers when Manhattan is literally fucking destroyed. And they're fighting the aliens. There's one little scene of Captain America saving some people in a bank hostage weird situation. And it's only because he don't have a lot of superpowers, man. That's the only thing he can do.
It's also because they were actually trying to kill those people.
Right.
But the other thing about it is, too, forget Avengers. Think about Fast 6. We all love Fast 6.
Right.
That fucking highway scene, did Dom and them stop and go, wait a minute, guys, we gotta stop. Too many innocents are getting run over by this tank.
Well, hold on. No. Don't forget about Avengers. Because Dom and those guys aren't superheroes.
Oh, okay.
These guys are superheroes, and they let Manhattan get destroyed for the better good.
Hulk ran through a building, didn't give a fuck. He didn't save anybody.
Right.
Like I said, the only reason why Captain America saved those people is because it was part of the... It wasn't because he needed to, because they were actually going... And there were people there.
Yeah.
And these buildings, in that final Zod fight, you don't see anybody until that last fucking moment. And in that last moment, Superman actually does go and saves the fucking humans.
Yeah.
It's like, stop being stupid. Like, that, yeah. I hate to.
And I feel like what happens a lot of times is that these are general conceits that we give to the characters in all mythology, in their comic books, in their video games, and all the shit that we watch with Superman. We always grant these conceits, but people want to feel so much smarter than a movie that they have to come out and be like, but why didn't he save those trees?
How many people died in the Narrows in Batman Begins?
Yeah, I mean, a ton of all the movies. It's like, but he saved Joffrey in that one. It's like, dog, you do realize that that's one person.
Yeah,
and
out of the...
He saved the wrong fucking kid, too.
But he let that train crash.
Right.
And then on the... Think about the first... When they reveal the Batmobile.
Yeah.
He's escaping. He's saving Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
He runs over cop cars.
Right.
Yeah.
How many cops did Batman kill?
By the way, these are the same people that don't like Dark Knight Rises because there's not enough Batman, but they don't realize the reason that there's not enough Batman is because every time Batman shows up, the fucking city shuts down because the cops only want to kill Batman. Like, right, they don't think that that's a reason the superhero.
Yeah, I forgot all about that point,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but. Like the entire first fucking act of the Dark Knight Rises is... Oh, yeah, that's right. Every time I put on this suit, nothing can be accomplished. They'll even let bad guys get away to get me.
Yeah, and my thing about the Superman movie is this. I'm not paying, $10.50 for a ticket to watch motherfucking Lois Lane be cute.
Right. I want to see Batman, Little Hammer, Superman, fly around. Mm-hmm. I want to see him break shit up. He's motherfucking invincible. Let him be invincible and tear shit up. I like action. It was some of the best action I've ever seen in my life for live action. I felt like I was playing my Xbox. I was like, right, left, AQ, punch, go, nigga, go. That's how I felt in the theater the whole time. And for me, it brought me so much joy and so much excitement watching it, because that bullshit that we watched before, they couldn't do it. And to me,
no asthmatic kids.
No, it was one of the best Supermans, hands down. And I know people are going to argue with me, but I don't give a fuck. To me, it was one of the best ones.
All right, I got to move off of this topic, because
we fuck themselves.
Mm-hmm. We got to talk a little bit about PlayStation 4, Xbox One before we get off. And I didn't allow enough time, which is my bad. But
what are you guys doing tomorrow at 6:30?
6:30. Oh, I actually got to be on somebody's podcast. I got invited.
I'm free.
No, Karen. You gonna do it if I'm using it?
What time are you guys doing the 6:30?
I think that person's show starts at 6 or something like that. So.
Karen, what are you doing at 3:30?
I am doing nothing tomorrow but trying to figure out how to put up a tent.
You guys want to be on Insane Check tomorrow?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We can do that.
We'll be on.
All right, Insane Check tomorrow, 3:30. We're going to talk about this shit.
All right, cool. I'm going to do a couple quick ones instead of doing the whole breakdown. We'll save that for maybe next week. But you got to pay for a PlayStation Plus membership. So PS4 is...
No, but wait. You don't have to pay if you want to just watch Netflix.
Right. Mm-hmm. But because
you got to pay to play online and to get all the free stuff they keep talking about.
If you want to pay $3.99 to watch Netflix, though, it's free to watch Netflix if you pay $3.99 to get
a because it's all about the games.
Yeah,
and nobody likes multiplayer.
Nobody ever plays. Nobody ever buys a $3.99 PlayStation 4 just to play.
Right.
People do it all the time. Pay $3.99 to buy PlayStation 4, and they don't play multiplayer.
Yeah.
And what they didn't say too is that PlayStation came out with an article that said, oh, for the PlayStation exclusives, you don't have to pay for that they were talking about
PlayStation
that blocking.
Plus?
Yeah, for the blocking of the games. They would say, like, but you know how you were saying like they want to charge people or block the games? Lord have mercy. Xbox was talking about the games and blocking the games and making you cut the codes.
Yeah,
I know I'm not crazy over here.
No, it's just that you are talking in such generalities, we can't follow you. And that's, I'm not saying you're crazy, but you stopped me from talking and was like, the game's getting blocked.
I thought we were on one topic, but then I think we jumped to another one.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Because a lot of people got outraged for Xbox and they was like, they're going to start charging.
They're blocking sharing of their games.
Blocking sharing of the games and things like that. And everybody got outraged, but what they failed to realize, PlayStation came out with an article saying that, hey, for our exclusive games, no, but games can...
Yeah, any third-party developer I was going to get into that. But any third-party developer can charge a fee for their blocking the games if they would like to. So, another thing quick. I was talking to Rashani, and he was saying, like, you know, if they go digital games only for the Xbox, which I think they will, and I think it's a better investment than the PlayStation because of this, because I feel like stream... for actual AAA title games on an Xbox could turn into like $20 games in 5 years.
Uh-huh.
Which while physical disc will probably still be retailing at 60 and shit. I feel like that's smarter. And he was like, what about the servers and shit? You know, the internet might go down. People will be buying these games. I forgot. Xbox has 300,000 servers now.
Yeah. That they just got.
I always get that argument. I was like, nigga, why do you think, like, people try to pretend, they're like, I'm going to Sony now, I'm going to PlayStation 4. Nigga, PSN is always fucking down.
Yeah, and they get your information stolen, and...
They're always talking about how, like, stop!
What a lot of people are failing to realize, they're like, well, the PlayStation also has their eye camera that they're going to be using for their games and everything else. Well, you don't need to buy it. There's going to come to a point where you're going to have to buy that shit, and it's already an extra $60.
Yeah, and
it's probably going to come to a point where you're going to need that eye.
Right,
the eye is going to work similar to how the Kinect is going to work.
Right,
and like, okay, I want to get the eye now.
Yeah, I actually saw a breakdown of like what it costs day one to get a controller, two games, the system. and the online membership and their equivalent of the Connect, and it's actually like a $50, $60 or $40 difference. So between the two consoles. And I don't know how you guys feel, but my next console is a 10-year purchase.
Ain't that the truth?
And $40 divided by 10 is $4 a year. I'm not going to let that decide what I buy.
Microsoft already has like outlined, you know, what its system can do, how its connectivity with everything else. I'm okay with that. I like the multimedia function. I was talking to a buddy of mine in email. He's sitting there saying, well, you can always just hit the input button. You know what? Sometimes I don't have a remote. Sometimes that input button takes a while to actually, or I might hit the wrong button and turn my entire TV off. You know, that little shit, it may not seem a lot, but it annoys the fuck out of me. Annoys the fuck out of me. And if the Xbox can go about and, you know, Xbox One tells me it's going to be able to do something. I'm quite okay with it. I'm not going to sit up here and wait for Sony PlayStation to figure out how they want to put this stuff on their system at a later date.
Right.
I was so against the cable box shit until I was like, wait a minute. I thought of, like, this is a problem with E3. The problem with E3 is you see a lot of fancy shit and you're just like, oh, Sony won. I'm down. I'm like, wait a minute. Stop and think about it. People are like, I don't want this cable. I have a cable box. Wait a minute. If I get an Xbox One and I go to my cable box, does this mean I can watch cable from my Xbox?
Right.
Oh, I would love that.
I don't have to ever change my inputs.
If I could fix it so my Comcast account would work on my 360, like, I probably wouldn't turn off my 360. Use my 360 to watch Comcast on demand and everything else.
Everybody that saw the actual Xbox presentation, that's what it did.
Well, no, my favorite part about this is, with the whole the Xbox joint is, when Xbox, I'll go into this tomorrow, but Xbox is like the Prestige to me. Remember in the Prestige where Christian Bale character does that trick, and Hugh Jackman's character is like, yo, it was the greatest magic trick I've ever seen. The audience didn't clap because they didn't realize how awesome
right,
it was.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
That's Xbox One to me. When Xbox had people playing Rise, and it was like, well, I'm match finding and Killer Instinct. And they switched from Rise to Killer Instinct. People didn't realize how awesome that was. Nigga, they didn't change disc.
Right.
Like PS4 came out and was like, hey guys, we need to have you change disc. It's the same thing you do now. And the people were like, awesome, yay! Wait a minute. Nigga, y'all never want to change disc.
And I'll be honest.
I'll be so happy to never see a disc again.
With extravagant. I'm sorry, Rod. I didn't mean to cut you off.
I was just going to say, I'll be so happy to never have a disc again.
And not worry about scratching that shit.
I actually upload all my shit to my console right now, even though it's not mandatory on the Xbox, just because I hate load times. Like, so, yeah. If you tell me I literally can put a disc in, load it to my shit, go sit that shit down somewhere, and now it's just solely existing on my Xbox, I want that.
Like, niggas was like, I don't ever want my Xbox always on. But wait, you never have to put another disc in your system ever again after you loaded the first time.
And you know the next stage of this is, hey, Chris, Call of Duty came out. You going to get it? Oh, that is right. It came out. I'm downloading it right now.
Right. Like, that's what I mean when I say the Xbox, their PR was so bad because they did something that's awesome, but people didn't understand it.
Right.
And people were like, well, no, well, PS4 can do that. No, you can't. Well, you can download games. Yeah, I can download games on my Xbox 360 right now, but I can't sell them.
Right.
I feel bad for the people like myself and Chris and those people have them big extravagant like entertainment centers for the Xbox. You know, they every time they want to change a game, they don't have company. They have to get up and walk across that fucking room.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long fucking walk. You have to walk across that room, put that disc in that game, and change it. You got to walk back to your couch, try to get comfortable again in your same spot, mm-hmm. just so you can play the game.
I got that lazy so man struggle to too. To I feel
people saying,
you.
People saying that you can switch. I'm pretty sure you can switch if it's not a disc game. What I'm saying with Xbox is, and you can't just do it. The thing. Like, PS4 is winning the PR game.
Right.
They're saying, yeah, you can switch if you've downloaded
it. So hard. They're winning so hard. That troll video that they released of how to trade games on the PlayStation 4 is brilliant. By the way, I just want people to know, I think PS4 strategy is so good. It's ridiculous. This is how you play it. They're basically selling you an Xbox 360 and talking shit to the future, and you got everybody's eating it up. They're like, our shit costs less because it's the Xbox 360.
Hey, listen, you know what we're going to do? we're going to do Xbox Live, but for PlayStation Network. And right. You guys are going to pay $60 for it. People are like, yeah, $5 only a month. That's great. It's like, nigga, that's what we pay for Xbox Live. I thought y'all hated that shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is. I didn't even think about it like
but
that.
It's good, but it's good.
The same price for Xbox Live. But you guys talked all that shit about how, oh, yeah, we don't have to pay for Xbox Live. You do now.
But I support good trolling.
I do. Good
on PlayStation 4. I won't buy one. Tell you that right now. And I'm not like these other people that keep the, I'm gonna buy all the systems when I get the money. Nope. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I'm buying one fucking system next year. And, it's gonna be an Xbox with everything I've read so far. I want the shit that is the future. Like, I feel like PlayStation is the past, man. And like, it's really good past. They've mastered all the good things that we like about current generation consoles. But I want some next shit. I want some shit where I'm like, Xbox, what time is the game coming on for the NBA Finals? I want that.
Ain't that the truth?
I got tickets for you.
Mm-hmm. Right. I need this. And I also want no disc. Because that's other people are like, well, you can download stuff from PlayStation Networks. You won't be downloading it day one. Like, I want to just go, I want Call of Duty, download that shit.
But even if you can, let's say I download Call of Duty and I'm like, man, this shit sucks. I'm going to trade it. Or I want to sell it back.
No, you own that download now. I was like, right.
Can you do that with PlayStation? Well, no. No. You can't once you have it. And this is why.
Like, I literally own a download. I can just go, Chris, would you like to play my Call of Duty?
Yeah. I'm down. Yeah. Like, people forget that people are like, well, Xbox has this DRM, and I don't. People forget that, I'm sorry, I'm not an original nerd. Like, I'm not one of these console nerds. I'm an original fucking nerd. I had a PlayStation. I built my own. I build my own PCs.
Right.
I have in the closet behind me and that door behind me is enough material to build another fucking PC if I wanted to, all right? Mm-hmm. I know for a fact that Sony is one of the original creators of DRM. All right? Mm-hmm. They are the original creators of that shit. DRM for Sony is called the disc.
Right.
You have to put your disc into your system so they can check to make sure it's yours. Xbox One and Microsoft are saying that the reason why they want you always on is so they know that the material you've downloaded and put on your system they can play anytime you want is yours.
Also, always on is a terrible name for that, which is why they fucked up.
Why like you said, panic.
The PR roar is where they lost because it should just be like, we check this once a day and, you know, that's it. Also, I got to move on because we really got some things. I got people waiting on me. Number one, publishers are going to be able to on Sony to charge those fees that Karen was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get too comfortable, niggas, because if they're used to getting the money from an Xbox, don't think EA is going to be like, well, thank you, Xbox, for allowing us to charge these fees. But we're not going to do it for Sony because we're really good people.
Watch what's going to happen with Microsoft. I feel like Microsoft, and this is, I hate defending Microsoft because I actually am not a Microsoft fan.
Yeah.
But I think they're doing the right thing with Xbox. This is what Microsoft's going to do before the release. They're going to be like, oh yeah, by the way, you don't have to have your system always on. You can, just put the disc in and play it then, and it'll be fine. As long as you have the disc, it's fine. That's what we're going to allow. And then people are going to go, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's your problem right now. I can't trade my disc. You're not trading that many discs to care about it. That's number one. And two, when they say, hey, listen, you can just put your disc into play. You don't have to have it always on. Cause we were like, well, what about some guy in the service who's playing in Afghanistan who wants to play offline? Microsoft's going to be like, what'd you put your disc in?
Yeah. They have a dope reputation system that they're going to be unveiling for the Xbox One.
That's
a little bit different. So yeah, PlayStation, welcome to Xbox Live. Version 1, and I hope you're able to get all the nigger hater people out of your system, because Xbox is already working on the social reputation app, and it's gonna show like, this person's a good player, this person needs improvement, this person said, it says avoid me.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so there's gonna be a lot more like, this dude called me nigger 75 times, I'd like to report him.
Good.
Dope. Games are supposed to retail at $60 for the Xbox One. That's been released. I told somebody when I saw it online, I was like, I don't know why Best Buy would sell it for $60 if it's not. Everybody's, no, nigga, I heard from an inside source. Wrong. I was right. All right, man, we got to get out of here because people are waiting on me. Look, we'll be on Insanity Check next week. Tomorrow. Make sure y'all listen to that.
Please do, y'all.
And we're definitely going to get more because I actually have much, much more to say.
Yes.
And Chris has been talking around one of my favorite topics on the internet this week. And I just want to talk to him about my nerd gentrification theory that I have.
Tomorrow's going to be called theory.
It's going to be dope, dog. So, We'll talk to you guys later. Thanks to all the premium people that watch this show live via Spreecast and all you guys that pay to hear the podcast later. So for Chris, Kev at the Insanity Check podcast and Karen for the Black Autism Lip Smacking Good, we're out. Peace.
Yo. Tattoo.
Oh, my arm.